SBS Radio.
The Centre for Population, which is being set up inside the Federal Treasury, will be responsible for coordinating the work of state and territory authorities, academics and think tanks. Made up of approximately 20 employees, its goal is to better predict how Australia's population will grow and to advise the government on the best way to encourage growth away from capital cities. Australia's population, now at around 25.5 million, is expected to rise to 40 million by 2049. Victoria Anderson is the Centre's Executive Director.
Every day, Australia's population grows by just over 1,000 people. So for the trivia buffs and congestion-busting ministers amongst us, that's enough people to fill approximately 5 trams and 15 buses. So as you can see, and as the Minister has outlined, understanding and planning for this growth underscores the important role the Centre needs to play.
Since July, Australia's migration levels have been capped at 160,000 per year, down by about 30,000 people. Minister for Population, Cities and Urban Infrastructure, Alan Tudge, says the reduction is part of a broader strategy to taper growth in major cities.
We've already put key things in place, including slightly reducing the migration rate. We're encouraging more new people into the country to go to some of the regional areas and the smaller cities that want to grow more quickly. And we've introduced more congestion-busting infrastructure.
Labor's Assistant Treasury Spokesman, Andrew Lee, says the move is a distraction from the government's lack of infrastructure spending.
We know that commute times are getting worse on the roads and trains are getting overcrowded, and everyone from the Reserve Bank Governor now is calling for investment. So the government can't get away with calling for a centre when really we need a plan to invest in infrastructure now.
Jock Collins is a social economics professor at the University of Technology, Sydney. He says new migrants often flourish in regional and rural areas, but employment and support services must exist there to help the new arrivals settle in.
If it's just a matter of we'll dump them there and leave them there, I think it's going to be a bit of a sad story. But if the government is fair dinkum doing their background work, sort of spending in terms of key areas of infrastructure, planning and encouraging development, then I think it could work quite well.
The centre will produce an annual population statement with up-to-date information on the makeup of the population, distribution, and any demographic trends. Nick Baker, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.